Russ Parr Morning Show on the phone line right now. Yala Van Zandt, and of course, she's got a new show. Comes on 10 o'clock Eastern Time on OWN, Fix My Life.
How are you, my darling?
I'm blessed. Let me just say that.
You forgot all about me. I don't hear from you.
Yeah, well, we've been trying to get in touch with you to get you a cake or something, but, you know, you're on the road, and, you know, I sat up mesmerized by your show the other night. Fix My Life, and watching you with Evelyn Lozado.
Oh, my God.
This is a great show, and I'm not saying it because I know you and we're friends. It's a great show, and it really shows your gift, you know, but at the same time, you know, you're real, and I know you keep it real, and that's what made it so perfect for me to watch. Now, the show's going to do, when does it start? What's the regular night for it?
Saturday night at 10 p.m.
I think I had to figure out putting that on another time, too. But, you know, thank God for DVR, you know, because Saturday night at 10 p.m., I mean, this is going to be a very big show for OWN. I really, truly believe that. But one thing I found interesting when you were interviewing or counseling Evelyn Lozado.
Coaching,
okay. In the beginning, I don't know if you noticed it or not, because I've seen her a lot. She was getting irritated with you.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure. Because you could see it on her face. Like, I could see her mind going, you know, who are you talking to like this?
Right.
I could see that. And you calling her a thug. You didn't say thug. You said thug. But, you know, I thought that was effective. And I like the fact that you're not going to be doing just celebrities. You're going to be doing, like, everyday people, right?
Yeah, she's the only celebrity I did.
Okay. Wow.
And I only did her because she wrote in. She asked. We didn't look for her. She asked for it.
Wow.
You know,
the first show, the Saturday night show, was done before the breakup.
Gotcha.
It was done once Star Jones called her out on a tweet. Mm. And the second show was done after the breakup because I said, wait a minute, you don't come from smiling, I don't want to get divorced, to being hit in the head and ended up in a hotel.
That just
doesn't happen. So I called her and I said, there's some things you didn't tell me and I want you to tell me.
Well, you know, we were talking about this and so many people tweeted yesterday about it. All the celebrities, they want you to work on. She needs to do this person, that person.
But, you know, I really, what happens is there were so many people who were, I guess, put out because I did a celebrity.
Yeah.
And my point was, she may be a celebrity, but with money or without money, she has the same problems we do.
Absolutely.
She's just a daddy, this little girl who grew up and fell into success with no solid foundation. How about that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
until we stop seeing celebrities as something other than we are, mm-hmm. we're going to keep doing the craziness.
Right. Well, I thought you really cornered her, and I could see where she didn't get it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying, if there was no visible scars, and this was so helpful for a lot of ladies, that and you're big enough, which is what I love about you, to admit, I've been there. You know, see this scar? But if there were no visible scars to her face, she probably would have stayed with him.
Yes.
And you made that point. She didn't see it.
Yeah.
And there was a number of things.
She didn't see it afterwards.
Right.
She saw it.
But you brought up the point between ego and vanity and making money. Yeah, because this is how she makes her money. Because it's going to be interesting to watch. And I'm going to get off of this in a second, Yala. But it's going to be interesting to watch her on the show this season. If she's going to be that bully screaming, call you a B in a second and throwing water in people's faces. It's going to be interesting to see if she changes that. Or is she just going to be, lack for a better word, a prostitute for ratings?
Well, you know, we've got to see. She has to see because she really doesn't know another way to be. This is a Latin woman out the Bronx in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where she had to, she either had to be tough or be a doormat. She really is going to have to learn, and the demonstration here is going to be whether you're a screaming park ape or a crack addict or a heroin addict or an alcoholic, how do you build another life once you put down the life you had?
Mm.
I think that's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely. We're talking to Yala Van Zandt. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with her and talk about her new show.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you come on, you forget the love of soul.
The
the phone line, Yala Van Zandt. And, of course, she's got a new show. Comes on 10 o'clock Eastern time on OWN, Fix My Life. Wonderful show. I saw the beginning and the first show, which was with a celebrity. But Yala knows how to basically coach people and regular everyday people. So I don't want you to think it's going to be a celebrity fest every week.
And I know we're talking about your show now, but I have to just say your last book, From Broken Pieces. And I read it about a year ago. Yeah. When I tell you I cried, I couldn't put the book down, cried, loved it. And that's how I know, you know. So I love watching your show because I know.
And I think that's what's going to make the difference in this show. I think that that's exactly what people need to see is, you know, everybody wants to be a celebrity because they've never been a celebrity and they think it's something there. But right. People don't want to live their real lives.
Right.
This is about real life, real people with real problems, real issues, and real life. And how do we cope with that? And the formula of the show is really based on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saying that.
Right.
Piece from Broken Pieces, which is identify the problem. So many people got problems. They don't even know what the problem is.
Right. Can I ask you, I've never asked you this before, and I'm going to ask you point blank.
Okay.
How do you deal with, when you're counseling people, how do you compartmentalize your own emotions?
Well, you know, Russ, I am a vessel. I don't do the work. It says fix my life, but I don't do the work. You know, I call in something much higher than me.
Okay.
And I just become a vessel. I say what I'm led to say. I sense, I feel. And I don't live in my head. I live in my heart. And the heart doesn't lie.
That's true. That's true. Well, I want everybody to watch this show because mm-hmm. I think, and if you can't watch it on Saturday night, DVR this show, Fix My Life, Yala Van Zandt on OWN, that's Oprah's network. And I just like the work that you and Miss Oprah put in to heal each other, heal your relationship.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's really great because, you know, without both of you guys together, you're not going to be able to help the millions of people that you can. I know there were millions of women that watched that show the other night.
We had incredible numbers. And the good thing is, a black woman put this network together.
Absolutely.
She did what people said shouldn't be done, couldn't be done, that people wouldn't watch. And our numbers were off the chart.
Yeah.
I'm telling people, watch it with a notebook and a pencil. I don't have to be with you individually. We're going to deal with the problems that people deal with every day. Take notes and apply it to your life.
Absolutely. Yala, it's great talking with you. When you get back into town, I'll make sure you get that cake.
Okay, thank you, love.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
The comedy show that's been sweeping the nation. The Royal Comedy Tour, starring some more.
After you leave Michael Jordan, the only other rich black person you can marry is Oprah.
D.L. Hughley.
Here it comes. Pretend like you did.
Bruce Root.
I got a cousin. He can't never say Bruce. He be like, Root.
And Joe Torre.
Jack, the only person I know that got the recipe to annihilate us.
September 28th at Music Hall. Tickets at the Air Knoll and Music Hall box office. Or charged by phone. 513-621-ART. Kicking off Women's Empowerment Weekend. Hosted by 101.1 The Wiz.
It's Fun Factory's rollout Wednesday skate, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every Wednesday with $2 admission and $2 skate rental. For details, go to funfactoryrollerskating.com or call Fun Factory at 631-1311. Rollout Wednesday skate. You know you want to.
Do you live to shop and love to save? Is paying retail so last year? Are you into finding the very best deals and all kinds of things? If so, then you're a deal hunter, and Warehouse B is just what you've been looking for. We've got premium electronic, appliance, home decor, indoor and outdoor furniture, and sporting good brands at unbelievable prices. The brands you want, like Sony, Cuisinart, Electrolux, Titleist, Dyson, Movado, and more. But inventory moves fast. Every Wednesday, we bring in new products and merchandise. And every Friday, we have even better deals on almost gone items you want to grab right then and there. We're Warehouse B, located at 11755 Princeton Pike behind U.S. Bank. Stop by Warehouse B today and experience the thrill of the deal. And be sure to follow us on Facebook to see each week's featured deals. This weekend, deal hunters like you can get great deals on the brand name TVs you want at Warehouse B. Visit WarehouseB.com to learn more.
There are smoke-free areas all across Hamilton County that are set up to protect people from secondhand smoke. Our outdoor stadiums are even smoke-free. So why not give kids the same advantage and have smoke-free public parks to play in?